Blog Talk Radio.
This was popping. Today we have Alyssa Dean Clancy. We're going to be talking about right now, the weather is hot. So we won't be getting too much higher.
And our lowest today was 78 degrees. That's crazy. Anyways, football season just came up. Football is starting. Symbolic Art has, what, flag football, soccer, basketball, all the teams are getting started. I'm thinking about joining the flag football team just because I love football, my favorite sport ever. So I'm thinking about signing up for that. We got some new movies that are coming out, all the most popular movies and TV shows that are out. We got Endgame, Aladdin, Captain Marvel, See You Yesterday, Venom, The Act. $5 Tuesday is what? Today is Thursday. So next week, $5 Tuesday is coming up. I'm going there. I'm about to watch the movie Aladdin. I've been waiting to see it and kept missing every Tuesday, but it's good. And then When They See Us is a new Netflix film that just came out, I think a couple months ago or something like that. It came out last month. Right. It's really crazy. I was crying the whole entire time. Like, the story, like, just happened 2002, and it's, the truth is just now coming out, and, like, everybody is freaking out. The after you watch the show, or if you've already seen it, you probably know, like, the prosecutor or whatever, they have, like, resigned from almost all their jobs because of, like, you know, social media and all, like, you know, hate mail and stuff like that. So they've, like, resigned from all of their jobs. They're, like, having arguments and stuff all throughout social media. It's crazy, y'all. It had me crying the whole film. I couldn't even take it. I didn't even want to finish, but I had to. And, like, it really shows, like, what can happen when you choose to hang out with the wrong crowd. So that's kind of the message that I got out of that. And, you know, those people were real people is the craziest part about it. And it's a true story. And that's the part that really got me. But, yeah, so if you guys haven't seen that, if you want to watch it, make sure you got your parents around because it's a pretty serious show. Summer is happening, y'all. Summer, everybody just got out of school. If you're bored, then you should probably try to get in a garden, build a tree house, you know, like, decorate your room, create a band between all of your friends, you know, continue to read, you know, do math, keep exercising your brain so that when you come back to school, you come back to school and you look at scripted because some of you haven't read a book or done a math cycle. 30 seconds, we got a commercial coming up from... We got some music coming up. And, or start like a YouTube channel. I mean, a bunch of people are starting YouTube channels these days. It can bring in some money. So whatever it is that you like to do, just record it, post it on YouTube, and somebody will like it. And Ava Max is coming up next.
You're great alone. I'm gonna leave you all. Is it taking love? No.
right, guys. We're back. I'm here with Sparkle. She is one of the founders of the Bluetooth Foundation. Her and her sister, they wrote a book. They're out, and they've been to all types of places. They recently had an event, and they have another one coming up, actually, called Art on the Beach in the Desert Shores community. So, if you guys are looking for something to do this summer, that's something that you can go check out. Hello, Sparkle. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. So, you guys have an apparel line called Bluetooth. Would you like to tell me where we can find that at?
Well, you can find it at all the Target, mostly in Las Vegas for now. Yes, about months from now. Well, we just wanted to really get the word out, you know, and we were looking for supporters for all of our events and stuff like that, so we got our nonprofit so that we can make all that stuff happen for our kids in our community.
So what's your take on bullying? How often do you see it? What is it that made you have, I guess, a heart or a passion for this type of situation?
When I was in school, and I was friends with the people that nobody really hung out with, mm-hmm. and so that's where my heart came from about bullying, because nobody wanted to hang out with them because they thought they were weird, but that's just who they are.
And then your older sister also was getting bullied a lot when she was in school. Tell me about that.
Well, she was in seventh grade, and they bullied her because of her skin complexion, and they would call her, like, names. And they were starting to follow her home and try to bully her. And luckily it didn't happen because the administrators at the school, they put a stop to it. And then she decided to turn it into something good, I guess. Yes. Bullyproof.
What are the things that you do outside of the Bluetooth Foundation in school? What are your hobbies?
I like to journal. I dance. I sing. Me and my sister, we have a group called BNG. It stands for Building a New Generation.
Oh.
Yeah, we have most of our music is basically inspiring the kids of this generation, you know, so that we can feed them positive stuff, because most of the music that's going out today is not something that you can listen to that is, like, feeding inspiration and good things to your children.
All right, that's beautiful. Can you tell me where we can find you on social media or, like, the website or something like that?
We have a website. It's called bullyproofbook.com. It's bullyproofbook.com. And then you can follow me on Instagram at SparkleNoE. And you can follow Seven at Seven Akari. And Facebook is Bullyproof 5417.
Okay, that's nice. Thank you, Sparkle, for coming in and talking to us. I had a good time talking to you today. I hope we'll be able to see your sister next time you guys come in for an interview.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.